We are on Daf, Samach Tes, Amid Aleph. Let us again start Tosfos. Kol Shalokto, the bottom Tosfos. Kol Shalokto Anim Hayayin Yehei Hefker. We had a memra from Rabdeise. Rabdeise said that Litoise Erev, Eimer, the Balabos said, Kol Shalokto Aniyim Yehei Hefker. Whatever the Aniyim had taken, Shalok Yedin, it should be Hefker. So Tosfos says, Takona Oisel Aniyim, Lepoitram Min HaMaisa, to patter them from Maisa, Shemalaktim Yeso Midinam, Kedoyin Gimel Shiboylem, if two Shiboylem fell, so it's like it. Three Shiboylem fell, so none of them are like it. So with none of them are like it, so it's terrible. Matnas Kahuna are potter, Matnas Aniyim are potter from Maisres. But Gimel Shiboylem is not Matnas Aniyim, it's not like it, so it's terrible. The Oichlen Beloy Maisa, and they're eating it Beloy Maisa. Why are they eating it Beloy Maisa? If we shall like it, Shikra Peyip Tunamina Maisa, and they're under the impression that this is like it, so Mamel, they're eating it without a precious mice, in reality they're eating table. Akach, Ima Balabayis, Kol Shalokto, whatever they had taken, Shalokedin, Yia Hefke, Kadesh Yipta Hakel Mi Maisa. The Hefke Potom Mi Maisa. Hefke is Potom Mi Maisa. So Mamele, so in order to avoid that the Aniyim should be Nikshal Nachilas Tevel, because they're under the impression it's like it, so he was Mapkirit. And if after he was Mapkirit, so Mamele, automatically it's Potomina Maisa, because Hefka is also Potomina Maisa. Betzorich Loima, the Balabayis, Eine Misyayish. Now Tosfos says, we have to say that the Balabos was not Miyayish. The Shita Mekabetzis explains that when Emerson, when Daniyim came, the Balabos was also in the field, and he watched what was happening, and he wasn't Miyayish. That means he could have very readily gone over to someone who is taking more than the proper amount, and they told him, Manshuldik, this is not like it. There was no Yish. Dimhoya Misyayish, if you'll say that he was Miyayish, that means he knew you have 200 Aniyim in the field and who can watch everyone, and Mistomer, they don't know the lochis and they take more than they're entitled to take. And we will say, V'choshev Yish Midas K'moy Tamri Dezike, Im Kain, L'man D'yoma Yish K'dikoni. So according to the man D'yoma that holds, Yish K'dikoni, Tikshalei, Ma'amoyel Hefke L'poitcha Min HaMaisa. So how can the Hefke now Pata Min HaMaisa? V'leik V'azochu B'em Aniyim B'teiches Gezel Al Yedei Yiyush. Aniyim already was Zeiche. That means in the afternoon when they took it for themselves. And it doesn't belong to them. So they were Zeich, and if we'll say that he's Miyayish, so it became their moment now. So at night, so what is he accomplishing? Litoise Erev. He's being Mafker, all the Shiboylem they took Shalaked in. I got news for you. It's not yours anymore. It belongs to them. If you hold Yish Kedikoni. So Kochoch, you have to say that he's not Miyayish. He's not Miyayish. He's there. It's Beyodai every minute to go over to another man and tell him that you took too much. So there's no Yish. So Tosfos is proving there's no Yish, because if there would be a Yish, then the Hefka, the Hefka that he made, Letoise Erev, would not help, because he's being Mafka something that is Yotzov Mirshusoi, was Nichnas Lushus Aniyim. Umiyu, that's the problem. Umiyu Zeh Ein Lahakshayis. but to ask a different kasha, and from this different kasha to prove that he wasn't Messiah-ish, we can't ask. Now, what is the kasha, what one could ask? And Tosfos is telling us that really it's not a kasha. Im balabayis Messiah-ish, l'chayra, there'd be a mokim to ask a new kasha. If the balabos is Messiah-ish, Lama tzorich lafkira, lafkira kdei lepoitcha min ha-maisa. So why does he have to be mafkir at night? If when the niyim come, and they're busy taking it, so he's miyayish already. Vela yiyu shchoshivu kefke lepoitcha min ha-maisa, ki lemuchach ba'elu mitziyish. It says that Tamri Deziki, that a tree that is over the mokim where the rabbim go, so it's mutorim mishum gezel upturim min amaisa, because since he knows that the wind will zicha blow down these tamarim, so his miyai is from the tamarim, so there's no din gezel, and it's potim min amaisa, it's hefka. So we see that yish makes it potim min amaisa. So l'chayre, one could ask a different kasha. One could ask, so why did the Balei HaSoda have to be mafkir to Soda, to be mafkir to Shibaylam, l'itayse Erev? I feel without the hefkir, it's, and the whole purpose of the hefkir is, the pater for Maisa, it's Potter Mina Maisa without the Hefker, because he was Miyayish before. That's one kasha one could ask. Va'oit, the Lama lo yoyul kol shalokto lekulam. Now we have here a machloikis of Yehuda Rabdoise. If kol shalokto helps, Rav Yehuda holds Kol Shalokto doesn't help because it's ain't a b'shusay. Takel Rav Doisen, the Tznuyim hold that one can be mafkir something she'ain't a b'shusay. Prektach Toisves, aber al kaponim, even though al the parasha of hefke wouldn't help. But you see that if he says it's hefke, then you see he has no intention of getting it back. He has no intention of he's mafkir it. So even though the parasha from Hefke doesn't work, it shouldn't be worse than Yush. That means I hear from him what is different than he says that krechts veilach asor and kis, and I hear from him he has no intentions of getting back that what he lost. So if he says he's mafkir it, so even though in Hilchis Hefker it doesn't help, but I hear from him that he has no intentions of getting it back, so let it help us Yush. So why did Rabbi Yehuda say you have to be mafkir in the morning? You can be mafkir later, and it will help al tiyush. By the lama lo yoyel kol shalokto lekul alma, the otam migora miyush. So these are kashes which lechayre one could also ask. But Taisa says no. These kashas are not shver. Only the first kasha was shver. You can't be mafkir anymore because there was zeich of Yush's kind. But this kasha is not shver. Why do you need hefke? And why can't the hefke serve as a Yush? To patam in a maisa. So Taisva says, Lei domi Yush to hoche de gabi gazlan, le Yush to mitziya. So now Taisva says, there's a tremendous difference between that what it says by Tamri Dezik, it's Patel Min HaMaisa, that's Yishtaveda Takya Patel Min HaMaisa. Here we're speaking about Yishtigzela, and Yishtigzela will not Patel Min HaMaisa. That's the Teretz of Tosfos. The explanation will come soon. Ve'ein loy lifter Min HaMaisa. Tosfos is going to explain why. So Tosfos says, now Tosfos has a suffix, and then Tosfos will speak out with study a suffix what the din will be. So Tosfos says, die Jewish keine Becholinien. A viele Meina gseile beschus a Gazlo beschas Jewish. A Teis is a Sofit. We have a Shaila if Jewish is keine. And a Teis is a Shaila if Jewish is keine by a Gazlin, does the Gazlin have to make a new Kenyan on the Dova HaNigzel in order to be kinda after Yish, or is he kinda automatically? That means that Philo, the Dova HaNigzel is not Pershusai. He did not make a new Maise Kenyan on the Dova HaNigzel. Afal P came, he'll be kinda without a Maise Kenyan. And just let's elaborate a little. What are the study Ashaila? We had mentioned that the Svore, why is Shinui Koine? Mother says, Shinui is Koine. It says there's no mitzvah Hashove. Reishvitz Agzela Asher Gozal. We darshin mitzvah Hashove is Bavke when it's Kasha Gozal. When it's not Kasha Gozal, was Nishtane. So there's no mitzvah lahoshiv. That's what we learn now from the posik from Kasha Gozal. So there's no mitzvah lahoshiv. It's true, but where does it say that shinui is koinim? We mentioned there's a svorin achoinim that be'emesin, when a gazlan makes a maise kinyan to steal, mitzad this maise kinyan yishetake be koinim. No, the mitzvah Hashove is mafkiya the kinyan. The mitzvah Hashove makes he shouldn't be kinyan. We have two contradictory forces over here. Mitzad the maise kinyan of the kazlan, he should be kinyan. And the chiyuv Hashove makes that he can't be kinyan. So if the chiyuv Hashove falls off, so Mamela, so then the Maise Kinyan that he had made will now make that he should be Koinet. That is how Shinui is Koinet. Even though the Limud is there's no mitzvah Hashova and Adova Shanishtane, but if there's no mitzvah Hashova, I can derive from that he'll be Koinet. Because the whole Sibbe is not Koine, is because of the Mitzvah Hashava. The Mitzvah Hashava prevents the Kinyan. And when the Mitzvah Hashava falls off, some of it could be Koine. Now, by Yish, if he makes a Maise Kinyan now, if Yish, after Yush, if Yush is koina by a Gazlan, and he'll make a Maise Kinyan now, he's koina after Yush, and Yush is koina, so this Kinyan will be Mafkiya, the Mitzvah Hashove, because it's not Yenim's Zayl, it's mine. Beishvis Gazela Shagozal means you have to return that what belonged to him, now I'm returning my thing. So there's no mitzvah Hashove if I'm koinet. But that's if I'm koinet already. I made a maisek in Yish, and after Yish, a gazlan can also be koinet. So just like everyone else can be koinet after Yish, a gazlan can also be koinet after Yish. So if a gazlan makes a maisek inyan, so now it's his. So you can't say, Rei shaloch lefonecho, because it's not shaloch, it's mine. So there's no mitzvah Hashove if it's mine. The mitzvah Hashove is, you return his thing. Zayla Shagozal, that it was his. So he turned his thing, that's the mitzvah Hashav. If it became mine, there's no mitzvah Hashav anymore. That's how the Beis HaLevi wanted to say Pshat, the Gemara before, we had a Gemara before that said, if Yish is kindness, so how can a Gazan say, Rei Shalach Lefanach, it's not Shalach. He wasn't, it belongs to the Gazan, if he was kind with Yish. Al Koponim, so that is, if he made a Maisa Kenyan. Now, Taisus has a suffix What if he didn't make a Maisa Kinyan? Does it become automatically his? That's Taisvah Sofi. So the Emerson, here it's difficult to understand how should it become automatically his. Mehechi Taisi, how should it become his? There's still a mitzvah Sashabbat. Yena was Miyayish. So Lechere, and if we assume that after Yish it still belongs to the Bailim, so he's still a Bailim on the Chayfet, there's a mitzvah Sashabbat. So Mehechi Taisi, that the Gazlan should be kind of without making a Maisa Kinyan. This is difficult to understand, and Taisis here has a suffix if the Gazlan is kind of without a Maisa Kinyan. So the Achreinim want to say, the Mulchana mentions this for it, that since it's Biyadi to make it mine, it's the Biyad HaGazlan to make it his, so that alone takes away the mitzvah Hashavah. I mean, the mitzvah Hashavah is only that it's a mitzvah behechlet, it is. But if it's biyad hagazlan to make it mine, so that alone is maklish the koyach of the bailam, it's yours. But I can make it mine. If I make a ma'isekinyan and it's mine already. So that goof creates that there should not be a mitzvah sashava. So since it's biyodi to make it mine. And if there's no mitzvah sashava, then it'll become mine out the kinyon exhala. So we have over here a shaila in Taisvis. We have here a shaila in Taisvis after Yish. Will the Gazlan be kind of the Chayfetz without a new Maisa Kinyan? So the second Svara that we're going to learn in Taisvus, and Taisvus holds, but calls man, since after Yush, it still belongs to the Bailam, and there's still a mitzvah Hashavah, so Mehechi Taisi, the Gazlan should be kind of. The mitzvah Hashavah, which always prevents the Gazlan to be kaine, is still in existence. So therefore, Taisus holds, the only way he could be kaine for make a new Maisa Kinyan, so now it became, and he could be kaine just like everyone else can be kaine. So this Maisa Kinyan after this Maisa Kinyan, there's no mitzvah Sashavah, because it doesn't belong to the Nigzel anymore, it belongs to the God. But without a new Maisa Kinyan, without a new Maisa Kinyan, it is still a mitzvah Hashavah that doesn't belong to the Gazlan. And now, in the first part of Taisus holds that since it's biyodoi to be mafkiya the mitzvah Hashavah, since he could make a Maisa Kinyan and make it his, so that is maklish the bailus of the nigzel, and therefore. So after Yish, there's no mitzvah Sashava anymore. So therefore, the Gazlan is kinda out the Maisa Kinyan he had made in the Dova HaNigzel. And there's no mitzvah Sashava to prevent this Kinyan from being cut. So now Taisvis speaks about these two stories. So Taisvis had asked Akasha, L'chayre, the Yish, if we will assume that the Bailam HaMiyayish, why doesn't this Yish patal the Shibolim Minamaisa? So Taisa says like this. L'idomi Yish tohochi d'gabi gazlon l'yish d'mitziyah. The Yish koni b'chol inyin afilu imein ha'gzeyle b'shus ha'gazlon b'shas Yish. Even if the gzeil is not b'shus ha-gazlan b'shas yiyush, im kain yiyush tohoche mayhavi ela klapi didei v'havi kimatone ba'ome v'en le'lifta min ha-maisa. So Taisva says, so let's make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. If we'll say that right after yiyush the gazlan is koina with his kinyon gzeil, so Memele, so the Bailam is Miyayish, and wherever the Shibolim are, automatically they belonged to the Gazlan, so there was no Hefker. There was no stage in between before it belonged to the Bailam, the Shibolim. And now it belongs to the Gazlan, because automatically he's Koine. So there never was a Zman that it was Hefker. So you can't ask Akasha, let the Yiyush Pata, from Maisa, because Yiyush is just like Hefker, so Tyson Nain, there's a big difference. Yiyush Taveide, if there was a Peri that got lost, in the Bailam of Miyayish, so there it's Hefker, every Yid can take it. So, that the din is Hefker is part of Mina Maisa. And Yiyush is equivalent to Hefker, since every Yid can take it, so it's part of Mina Maisa. But Yiyush the Gzeile, so Tosfos says, if we will say that the Gazlan automatically, as soon as there's Yiyush, and it's biyodoy to make it his, so the mitzvah Hashava falls off and automatically becomes his, so there never was a status of Yiyush. Because as soon as he's Miyayish, it goes Mirshus Habaylim Mirshus HaGazlan. So there never was a time that it was Mufka Lakel. So the Zichri can be part of Mina Maisa, if we will assume that it becomes the Gazlan's right away. Now, L'chayre, before we go further, so Taisis L'chayre seems to be saying that if the Yiyush does not accomplish that it belongs to everyone, and right after the Yiyush, with the Yiyush, it goes Mirshus HaNigzal, Mirshus HaGazl, so it's not Yiyush, so it's not Potter Min HaMaisa. So let us go back to our sugya for 1 minute. What happened in our sugya? Fakel, no Yiyush. Taisa says, L'maisa, it wasn't Miyash. Okay. And Yiyush will not side to side. Fine. But there's no Yiyush. So what does he do, L'Taisa Erev? L'Taisa Erev, he says, I'm mafkir it. Fine, gewaldig, he's mafkir it. Now, what happens when he's mafkir it? So, l'chayre, the Gazel should also be koine. Just like Taisa said by Yiyush, as soon as the Bailam is miyayish, and there's no chiyev ashovet after Yiyush, so automatically it belongs to the Gazlan. The chiyev ashove is preventing the Gazlan to be koine. And the minute is miyayish, there's no chiyev ashove, and the Gazlan is koine automatically. So therefore, it never became hefke lakoil. So l'chayr, we have to understand, so what did Rav Doise accomplish with his hefke? What did Rav Doise accomplish with his hefke? He's mafkerit. So what happens when he's mafkerit? So l'chayr, now there's no more chiyev ashove on the Gazlan. It's hefke. So automatically he should be koine. So we have a l'chayre, what is hefke different than Yiyush? So Hagaon Ravon HaGarashim wanted to say a beautiful vote. He wanted to say that when the Bailam is mafkerit, it's chazra keren lebailam. We heard before Asvore, if the nigzal is magdishit, that means someone steals something from a nigzal, and now the nigzal is magdish. So if the nigzal is magdish, so that means if the after the gzeila, it could still be b'shus agazl. But whatever the nigzal wanted to do with it, he did with it. So it's called he got back the gzeila. I mean, he got it. He was and he gave it. He gave it to Hegdish. So the Hegdish of if the Bailim did something to the Chayfetz HaNigzal, which now he's tefriden, that means by him he got back the Keren already. The Keren was got back. So Memele, so it's called Chosel Keren LaBailim. So L'chayre, let's talk for 1 minute if the Bailim was Mafker, the Shibailim. He wanted that the Shebailim should become Hefka. That's what he wanted. So by being Machkerit, it was Chazra Kenel Labailim. It was Chazra Kenel Labailim. If it was Chazra Kenel Labailim, so L'chayre Yener, L'chayre is Ois Gazlan. I mean, he got paid already. The Nixdal got paid. So he lost his Kinyon Exela. So here the Taka the Gazlan lost his Kinyon Exela. So he won't be Koinit. So then it's Taka Hefker. Hefker is different than Yush. Yush is Pshat, not the Nixdal got it back. He didn't get it back. He's Miyayish. But the Yush accomplishes that there's no Chiyav HaShavit. There's no Chiyav HaShavit. So then the Gazlan is Koinit right away. So it comes out it was never Mufka Lakil. But Hefker, if the Bailam is Mavker, so then it's considered that Chazra Kenel Bailam, the Bailam did what he wanted to do with it. He was Mavker it, so he got it back. So if he got it back, so it's not Nigzel anymore. So it could be that the Kinyon Nigzel of the Gazlam become Nifka. It got paid back. It's Chazra Kenel Bailam. So therefore the Gazlam can't be Koinit, so it's Hefker Lakim. Now let us go a little further. That Taisvah says, so Taisvah says, if the Gazlan is Koina right away, so Memela so Tzichanar Hefke. V'ein loy lifta min ha-maisa. V'afilu im timtza loyma de loy koli. Now Taisvah didn't know. Taisvah had a tzad that if the Bailam is Miyayish, the Kozman no one made him Isaac in unit. There's still a Chiyav HaShavah. So there's still a Chiyav HaShavah. So now everyone can take it. That means the Gazlan wasn't coined automatically. There's still a Chiyav HaShavah. Now whoever wants can take it. The Gazlan can take it. Someone else can take it. So I feel them things alone with like on him can exile a bishus a Gazlan. Avolim hi b'shus ha-rabim b'shas yiyush kalamar zikbo zochebo. So memele, so now I have a good kasha. So l'chayre I have a kasha if the Bailam ha-miyayish. If the Bailam ha-miyayish, so l'chayre. And after the yiyush, whoever wants to take it can take it. So l'chayre the Yush made it Hefker. So if the Yush made it Hefker, so I have a kasha, so why do you have to be mafked later? The Yush made it Hefker. If he was Miyayish. Kasha number one. Inami. Or you could ask the kasha differently. L'man de yom ha-yush k'di le'koni klal v'chol ha-mazik bozo chibo. Or I could ask the kasha differently. Yod Yish Kedi Loikoni. So the Gazlan will never be Koina after Yish. So now we have here the Bailam, if we will assume that the Bailam was Miyayish and the Shebailam. So it comes out we have here Shebailam, which everyone can take for themselves. So Lechayre, this Yish should patel Minamaisa. So I have Akasha, why did he need Hefke? What's the problem if he was Miyayish? So the Yish made it Potom in Amais. That's Taisvah. Taisvah says, no, that is no Kasha. Now Taisvah will explain why. Mikol Mokoyim, Ein Ze Yish Potom in Amais. This Yish will not Potom in Amais. Why? Even though everyone can take it. The Nehei, the Nigzon, Yochel, Litvoyim, in a Machzik, Boach, a Yush, Kedomrin, and Bagoizel, Basra. That is true. That after the Yush of the Nigzon, whoever takes it can keep it. The Davke, and the Namachuyiv to return it to the Nigzon. The Davke, Gozar v'loinis yayshu abaylim bo'acha v'ochle rotzim izeh goybe, rotzim izeh goybe. The Gemara says later that if after Gezel, before Yish, and someone ate it, so the Nigzel can run from the second one. That's before Yish. But after Yish, he can't month from the second month. Kiven shekol adam osa lahachzik bo bidnei shiitzricho legazlon lipoto min haniksa. So Tosfos, but ein hachanami, als the nigzal after Yiyush, everyone can be zeiche. The Yiyush accomplishes that everyone can be zeiche. And they're not mechuyev to pay the nigzal. So again, so we have here this kasha. So the Yish accomplished that everyone can be zeicher. So let the Yish make it potum in a maisa. So the Tosfos is no. Ein ochenami mitzad the nigzal. Everyone can be zeicher. Because Mokim Kivin Shekol Odom Osa Lahazig Bo Minei Sheitzricha LeGazlan Lifta Min HaNigzal. But there's one factor over here that prevents everyone to be Zeiche in the Dover HaNigzal. That means the Bailam were Miyayish. The Bailam were Miyayish. But there's still Achiyav HaShova of the Gazlan. So no one is permitted to take it, because by taking it, they're being mazik the gazlan. That means kozman the chayfetz agozel is around, and the gazlan can take this chayfetz and return it to the bailam. So mamela that's gevaldik. But now if someone will be zeich in this chayfetz, they're being mazik the gazlan, now the gazlan will have to go and pay from his own pocket the keren. So the iser mazik prevents everyone to take it for themselves. Because you're going to ask a rov ashayla. I heard the nigzel was miyayish, so everyone will come to Rav and ask him, Mashal, can I take it for myself? So the Rav will say, Chas v'sholem. If you'll take it for yourself, so this gazlan will have to go and take out from his pocket to pay the keren. And if you don't take it for himself, so he can, there's a mitzvah hashavet, that the gazlan has on this chayfetz to return to the nigzel. And if you're taking it, you're taking away from the gazlan. So no one's allowed to take it for himself. So if no one's allowed to take it for himself, so Tosfos, so it's not Hefker. This isn't Hefker. The tool of Maisa by Hefker is something that everyone can take for himself. It's Patamina Maisa. Here, if the Bailim, the Nigzel, was Miyayish, and will come to ask a Rav Shaila, it's after years, can I take it for myself? So the Rav will tell him, let me explain to you. Mitzad the Nigzel, you can take it for yourself. That's no problem. The Nigzel was Miyayish. You can take it for yourself and you'll be koinah. But there's a gazlan here that's chayev ba'ashoveh. And when you'll take it for yourself, you're being mafsid the gazlan. You're being mazik the gazlan. So therefore you can take it for yourself. So memela, after Yiyush, Tosfos says, no one is permitted to take it. So can't say it's potumina maisa. Because we, after Yiyush, no one is permitted to take it. Mitzad, by taking it, you're being mazik the gazlan. That's what the Latzin of Etikin Tosfos. Mikol Mokim, even though mitzad the nigzel, there's no problem whatsoever. Mikol Mokim, kimin shekol odom osa lahachzik bo, bivnei shehitzricho legazlan, the gazlan needs this chayfetz to mekai mitzvah sashodem. Lifta min hanigzel. So Mamela, no one is allowed to take it. So Mamela says, it is not called, but it's hefket to everyone. You're not allowed to take it. And Tosfos says, Nochma, v'im kvar zocha bo acha. And if a person went and was zeichenet, good, he didn't ask the Rav.
it was Yiyush, the Nigzal was Miyayish, and he was eichen it. So now Taka belongs to him. It belongs to him. It belongs to the person that took it. L'chol apoches chayim l'shalim domim l'gazlo. He's mechuyif to pay domim to gazlo. That means even though by taking it and making it his, but by doing this, he's being mazik the gazlon. He's taking away from the gazlon. So he has to pay the demei achefetz to the gazlon. That's not called hefker. Hefker is not called if I take something and I have to pay for it. That's not called hefker. Hefker is called I can take something and keep it and not have to pay for it. If I'm a chuyif to pay for what I take, that's not called hefker. And how do I know this? So Tosis says, "Kid Amalel, Tafilu Lamandi Yoma Yish Loikoni." That Yish is not Koine. So we heard that if a person Gandvit, and the Bailam was Miyayish, and the first Gandvit wasn't Koine, and then a second Gandvit Gandvit it from the first Gandvit. So therefore it's not considered hefka lifta mina maisa. So Mamela, so Taisvis says here, so Taisvis says this kasha that I asked. I asked if there's yish, there's a problem. So they said the only problem is the first kasha that I asked. If there's yish, so, and you hold yish is koine, so the aniyim were koine, so the bailam can't be mafke. That was the kasha. And because of this kasha, you have to say the bailam was not miyayish. But the second kasha that I asked, if there was yish, so why didn't the yish pata mina maisa? So Tosis says, that is not a kasha. Because this yish of gzeila cannot patam in a maisa, because a yish of gzeila either it belongs right away to the gazlan, so never became hefka l'koil, and the filu it doesn't belong right away to the gazlan, but no one is permitted to take it for himself, and if he takes it himself, he has to pay the gazlan. So there's no matzav of hefka that can patam in a maisa. So mele, this kasha is not shvel. The time of the Hefke Potom in a Maisa, the Chsiv Ubo Alevi Kein Lechelik V'Nach Leimach. Alevi takes Maisa because Ein Lechelik V'Nach Leimach. Yotza Leket Shikcha Peye Shiesh Lechelik V'Nach Leimach. But by Hefke, is yesh lechelik v'nach leimach. V'haynu taime de hefke. V'hoch ein lechelik b'asho saliskes bo v'in zoche chayim l'shalem. Eises Teisvis says, the whole p'tur of hefke is, als ubo alevi ki ein lechelik v'nach leimach. So that means, why a Levi takes Maisa from something that you have an Achle, he doesn't have an Achle, so Bo Levi came lechelik an Achle imach, so you give to him a tenth. That's the chiyuv of Maisa. But if you have something that's Hefka, so no one has. The Levi is just as good as everyone else. So if the Levi is just as good as everyone else, so Mamela, so then there's no din Maisa. That's why Hefka is Potom in a Maisa. Because everyone is, the rights of the Levi originate because he's a Nebuch. And you have. So Mamela, you have to give the Levi Maisa. But by Hefka that no one has, so we're all equal. So Mamela, so that's why Hefka is Potom in a Maisa. So Taisha says, but the Yish of Gzela, he doesn't have. No one, the Levi doesn't have over here. Either it belongs to the Gazlan, or you're not allowed to be Zeich in it because you're taking away from the Gazlan, being Mazik the Gazlan. So here, it's not called Yesh Lo Chelik V'Nachla. No one has a Chelik V'Nachla. It goes to the Gazlan. Either Miadla Gazlan, or no one is allowed to take it before, because of the Gazlan. So it's not Hefka. It's not Yesh Lo Chelik V'Nachlima. Ba'oi de bestoma ein misyayish ala gabi yaniyim, Now, I'd like to elaborate there. These are two mahalchim and toisves. I'd like to elaborate on the two mahalchim of toisves. Let us just see a toisves, the beginning of Haminiach, and then I think we'll be able to understand the two, but the toisves, two mahalchim and toisves over here, and let's see Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph. The last Toisves. Let us first look at the Gemara. It's by the small Lamed. The small Lamed, it's five lines from the bottom. Toshma Balabayis Sheiniach Peya Mitzad Echot. Ubo aniyim v'notlu mitzad acher. Daf Chav Chesam ad Aleph by the small lamed. Toshma balabayis sheiniach peya mitzad echot. A balabos was miniach peya on one side of the field. Ubo aniyim v'notlu mitzad acher. And aniyim came, and they took peya from the other side. Shteit, zev is zev peya. Both are peya. The peya that the balabos was meyached is peya, and what aniyim took is peya. So the Gemara says, the amret ovid inish dina lenafshei, amai zev is zev peya. If a person could take the law in his own hands, so why is it zev is zev peya? Linkite pizra v'leisa. Let him go and take a stick in his hand, and he'll. And what do you mean, zev is that payer? You took from over there payer, so now you can take from here also payer. Well, you took what's payer with you. I was meyachid you this for payer. You went and took different payer, finished, taken. But the zev is that payer? What's pshat? Omar Rove, so Rove said, my zev is a payer, lepeitra mina maisa. No, 100%. The aniyim will come to the mocking where he was miyachid, the first payer. They can't take it anymore. Versteht sich, they took payer for the other side. That's personal. So what's pshat zev is a payer? That the payer was miyachid, has a din payer. It's pata mina maisa. Not, it doesn't belong to the aniyim, it's potom in amais. Kedisanye, hamavke reskarmoy, vehishkim baboike ubotsoy. A person was mavke his kerem at night. At night it was mavke his kerem. Meredik. No, hefke is, it's very smart, he did it at night when everyone's sleeping. But al kaponim, he said that he's mavke the kerem. No, hefke is potter from Matnas Aniyim. But Vehishkim Baboiker Ubotzrei. The morning he woke up, it's Hefke, so everyone, I'll also take from Hefke. It's Hefke. Now he takes everything for himself. Chayev Beperet Uboilis Ubeshikhe Ubepeya. So since this was a temporary hefke, was a hefke, but not talking about, it was a temporary hefke, so all the chiyuvi matnas anim go back. He's chayiv, we learn that from a pasuk tazim, you say, aho maisa. Upota mina maisa, abo maisa, even though was only, let's say, a temporary hefke, because in the morning he was like, but there was a hefke, so a hefke pat, even a temporary hefke pat is minamais. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says over here, that he, when he made this payah, so it was then potter min ha-mais, he made on the right side payah, so it was potter min ha-mais. Now the aniyim went and took from the left side payah. Fine, so that's payah. But since, now they can't take from the right side anymore, but there was a time when this had a shame payah on it. So it was then potter min ha-mais, because payah is potter min ha-mais. So even though now that it didn't pay it fell off, and now it's no more pay, and it's his again, but since it was chal up to Maisa, so that too remains. So Zev is a payer means, Zev is a payer means that the two Maisa that was chal on the payer when he was miyachad for payer, the two Maisa remains. So there's a din payer, lift them in a Maisa. Fine, okay. Let us see Taisvis now. Now we're going to see a Taisvis. Zev is a payer. Lepaitre min ha-maisa kidesanya. So it's potter min ha-maisa. U-maisi raya. And the Gemara brings a raya. How do you know it's potter min ha-maisa? The bishvil shechosav is ocha boy. Even though later it became his again. Loi. Mechayvin alei b'maisa. We're not mechayvin b'maisa. Given the mitchila paye gemura isa. Fakel. That's what the Gemara wants to bring a raya. Even though it was paye, that's past history. But now it's ice paye. No, no, no. It was once paye, even though now became back mine. The once paye patas mina maisa. Just like you see, once hefke patas mina maisa. Finished. Now Taisvis is going to speak about why Peye is poto min ha-maisa, which is the us very negay our Taisvis. U Peye de miftar min ha-maisa, loy mitam hefke. Peye is not poto als hefke. Why? Dos nam be meseches Peye, beishamei oimrim hefke laniyim hefke. Beishamei said, there is such a concept of hefke laniyim, a hefke to a certain group, to a certain sug. I'm only mafket for aniyim. Beishamai says there's such a concept of hefke. Ubeisilu loimrim einei hefke sheyavke af la'ashirim kishmit. It's only pota at sheyavke af la'ashirim kishmit. Right. So mele, according to Beisilu, we pass like Beisilu, there's no... So, there's no concept of hefke, it's a hefke to a certain group. It's either hefke for everyone or for no one. There's no such thing, there's no such concept as a hefke. So, peye is not potter als hefke because it's only mutter to a certain group of people. Elo hayni time of the miftere. So why is hefke potter? Kidadashinim besafri, ubo alevi kein lechela venachla imoch. As the pasuk says, ubo alevi kein lechela venachla imoch. Yotze zeshesh lechela venachla imoch. Sheim hu levi oni, neitel peye. A levi oni can take peye. Fine. Now, l'chayre, we have here a meiradik of Taisvis. Taisvis says, we see from this Taisvis as follows. There's a p'tul hefker, and there's a p'tul peyer. Both are possible. Taisvis says, hefker, the p'tul hefker is only if it's mufkelakel. How do I know Hefker is Potter? Taisvis didn't tell us how I know. But there's a Ptur Hefker. There's a limit someplace that says that Hefker is Potter. But Hefker has a Tzuret. Hefker means Hefker is Potter, whatever the Pasuk is. But Hefker has a Tzuret. It's Midavka Hefker Lakil, not Hefker Lani. So Taisvis now had a problem. So why is Peya Potter? It's not Hefker. That doesn't, new Pasuk. There's a Pasuk of Ubo Alevi. So Taisvis learned, so Rav Reuven said, Taisvis learned the Ptur of Peyer is a different Ptur in Gans. You know what the Ptur of Peyer is? The Ptur of Peyer is because Yeshloi Nachlo. That means the Oni, the Pasuk is saying, you know why the Levi takes Maisa? Because he doesn't have a Nachla. He doesn't have a Nachla. In Matnas Aniyim, he is a Nachla. He has a right to take payah. You have a right to take payah, and he has a right to take payah. Here he has a Nachla. Here he has a Nachla. If he has a Nachla like you, so then there's no Chiyah Maisa. But the Ptur of Maiser is because here he has a Nachla. Hefker, the Oni doesn't have a Nachla. By Hefker, it's not a Nachla. So Memelis or Tosfos held that if he doesn't have a Nachla, so then there's a new Ptur of Hefker, wherever this Ptur is. Hefker is only, it's only called Hefker. This Ptur of Hefker is if it's Hefker like her. If it's only Hefker Laniyim, so that's, you don't have the Ptur of Hefker. You have only the Ptur of only Peyer will be Potter because there he is a Nachla. This is Pshat in the Tosfos. So in this Tosfos, and Davchov Chesamad Aleph, we see from Tosfos clearly there's a Ptur of Hefker, and Hefker is only called if it's Mufka Lakel. And then there's a new Ptur of a Bo'a Levi, and Bo'a Levi is a new Ptur. Bo'a Levi is a new Ptur of Yesh Lechelik V'Nachla. Fine. Now, let's go back to our Tosfos, and we'll see something very interesting in our Tosfos. Now, Tosfos asked over here, Shaila, we are 3 lines from the bottom. So Tosfos asked a Shaila, let the Yiyush pater from Maisa. Let the Yiyush pater from Maisa. Like Hefker, just like Hefker's pater Maisa, let the Yiyush pater from Maisa. So let's see, let's start again from 3 lines from the bottom. The third word. Leichoshiv kehefka lifter min amaisa. Yiyush is not like, Yiyush of Gzela is not like Hefka. The time the Hefka potter min amaisa mishum dersiva bo'alevi. So we see clearly that this Tosfos is chaylik on Tosfos tavchav ches. Because Tosfos says that Peyer is not Potter al Hefker because there's all the only Hefker is only Lanim al Ashirim, and Peyer is Potter al Tzibor Levi. And here Tosfos says in the first Heretz that Hefker is Potter al Tzibor Levi. Fine. So now, according to the first Heretz of Tosfos, there's no two Pturim. There's one Ptur, not as long as Yeshloi Nachla is only by Hefker. There's one Ptur that there's one Ptur of Yesh Lechelik V'Nachlo. There's one Ptur if the Yisrael is not any better than the Levi, so it's Potter for Maisa. And that's the Ptur of Hefker, and that's the Ptur of Pei. Fine. So this Tosfos is not like Tosfos Daf Chof Ches. Mishum d'chsiv ubo alevi, ken lechelik v'nach limoch, yotzo leket v'shikro apay shesh lechelik v'nach limoch, v'haynu taime d'hefke, and that's the reason of hefke also, Taisu says. So memele, if the whole ptur is because everyone can take it, because here no one can take it. The Levium can't take it because the Goslin has to return it. So this Shibaylus, we're talking about this Shibaylus that the Bailam was Miyayish Biyodoi Shela Goslin. Or the Dvalim was Miyayish after Andish Shibaylis, or it's not in his Rishus now, whatever it is. So the Dvalim was Miyayish. So no one can take the Shibaylis because because of the Gaza. Vimzocha chayv l'shalem l'chol apochis domim. So memele, so no one can take it. If no one can take it, so memele, that is why it's chayiv b'maisa. Va'oit, now Taisa says, a new teretz. Dibistome ein misyayish elagabi aniyim ein moya lifta mina maisa achi yehevke la aniyim ula shirim kishmite. Now the second teretz of Taisvis holds like Taisvis and Daf Chof Ches, and let us explain this. The I read from Rabbi Shlomo ben Gamliel the Kabbalah. What does Taisvis mean? Ein misyayish elo min aniyim elo legabe aniyim. So he said as follows: the Shita Mekabetza says Taisvis is a pilpul if the bialim is miyayish. You have here a field; it's open. Aniyim come to take the leket. But the only take shnayim leket shloishes is not leket. They can't take three. The Shita Mekabetza says the bialim is standing there. He's watching everything. He wants to make sure that everything will be kedin. Now Taisvis has a shaila: if he's yom miyayish, not miyayish. Fine. Taisvis says a suffik if he is miyayish or not miyayish. So Taisvis says he's only miyayish lagabi daniyim. So he said, "What does he's miyayish lagabi daniyim?" There's a svarna shittim bekebet says he sees the oni. And take three shibboleth. So he's got over to me. Yeah, Gazlan. Please, man, you have a whole field to take three shibboleth. He won't do it. He doesn't have the audacity to go. Mikah, then it's his. And then he's a Gazlan. He's miyayish. That means if an oni will take three shibboleth, he won't make a nasik. So what is? I mean, so you ask him, so I saw finished. I can do something. I can go over to him and tell him not to take it. So when the oni takes it, whatever the oni takes, he's miyayish. But let's see, an usher comes into this field, and he sees everyone's taking. So he'll also take this usher's alarmed him. He knows the oni is not allowed to take, and this guy is watching it, and he's quiet. Oh! Now as a Gevalda capital, he also starts taking. He'll start taking, the Balabos will tap him on the shoulder, and Shulder Krabiyit, you have no right to take this. For the Oni, I don't want to chepa the, but you, I'm a Chutzav Shein Kamoicha, he won't let him. So we have over here, Taisus is saying, we have over here a scenario that if there is Yiyush, if we will assume there is Yiyush, there's a yish for a certain sect, only for daniyim. I'm miyayish legabi daniyim. Legabi the ashirim, there's no yish. So now Taisvis is saying a moira de kezach. Taisvis is saying the bistar me'ein misyayish elo legabi aniyim. He's only miyayish for the aniyim. That means that if an oni will take it, he's miyayish. But he's not miyayish for the ashirim. Vein moya lifta min ha-maisa, achi yehevke l'aniyim l'ashirim kishmite. So now, this Taisvis is like Taisvis Dav Chav Chesam Adalev. That Taisvis Dav Chav Chesam Adalev said this tuptur. There's a ptur of Hefkel, wherever that ptur says. And the ptur of Hefkel has to be for everybody. That ptur of Hefkel. So here, it can be potter of Hefkel, because not everyone can take it. Only Aniyim can take it. The ptur of Matnas Aniyim is not Shayach over here. Because as we mentioned, when Taisus the Ptura Matnas Aniyim is Yeshloi Nachla. Yish, there's no Nachla. So this, the second teretz of Taisvis, this is the Machlokes of both the Rutzim of Taisvis. The second Teretz of Tosfos holds this a new Ptur of Hefker, and there's a Ptur of a Baal Levi. They're two different Pturim. So Tosfos says, very good, since the Yish was only Legabe Aniyim, since Nish was only Legabe Aniyim, so the Ptur Hefker is not applicable. The Ptur of Baal Levi is also not applicable over here, because it's Ein Loi Nachlo. So Tosfos says, so by mail, some say, so the whole kasha finds sich nicht on. I'm asking a kasha, why do you have to be mafkil at the Yish pater? So the Teretz says, I got news for you. The Yish can only pater als Hefke, and Hefke is only Laniyim Velashirim. Now, so Bo Levi, you can pater. That's the second Teretz of Tosfos, and that's Tosfos Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. The first Teretz of Tosfos, Tosfos mentioned as though nonchalantly, Tosfos said that, well, the whole Ptur of Hefke is also Bo'a Levi. So the first Teretz of Tosfos held that Afilu, if the whole Ptur is a Bo'a Levi, so you see, even though it's only Laniyim, the Ptur of a Bo'a Levi is only Laniyim, if and that's been in the works. So Memele, the first Teretz of Tosfos said Merdeka problems. So why isn't the Potter for Maisa? So Tosfos says here, but no one can take it because of the Gazlan. These are the two Mahalchim in Tosfos.